in Budapest, and we have our annual college festival, Goya Bal, which is called the Stork Ball. I don't know why it's called the Stork Ball. Anyway, I'll be going there with Niranjan Maharaj. And now I'm just going to read the verse that we had for Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And there was something very interesting there in Hungarian. I also want to see if the same is in English. This is in the 25th chapter of Madhya Lila, how all the residents of Varanasi became Vaishnavas. And here it's written, Tabe Shubhudi Roy Se Chadmapana Varanasi Aila Shava Vishaya Chadhiya. Taking the Nawab's sprinkling water upon him as an opportunity, Shubhudi Roy left his family and business affairs and went to Varanasi. The story you must know, and that was that Nawab was sort of the adopted son of Shubhudi Roy, and but sometimes he hit Shubhudi Roy, hit the Nawab when he was naughty or something, and that left a mark. So when the Nawab actually became the ruler, his wife, seeing those marks, wanted his husband to take revenge on Shubhudi Roy, and in brief wanted him to kill him. And of course the Nawab didn't want to do that because he felt very much indebted to Shubhudi Roy, and he didn't consider it a very significant thing. So here what it says is that he just sprinkled water on him, and that was at that time considered to be like socially ostracizing someone, which is as good as being dead. There's two ways of being dead. One is that you're socially dead, which is the term used for sannyasis, and the other one is that you're physically dead. I just want to read the purport here. It appears that Shubhudi Roy was a big land holder and respectable gentleman. He could not, however, avoid the social misconception that one becomes a Muslim when water is sprinkled on one's face from a Muslim pitcher. Actually, he was planning to give up his material life and leave his family. Hindu culture recommends four divisions, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanapras, and sannyas. Shubhudi Roy was thinking of taking sannyas, and by the grace of Krishna, he received this opportunity. He therefore left his family and went to Varanasi. The system of Varnashram Dharma is very scientific. If one is directed by the Varnashram institution, he will naturally think of retiring from family life at the end of his life. Therefore, and this was the sentence I was interested in, therefore sannyas is compulsory at the age of 50. Hari Bol. So very interesting statement, because usually we're used to hearing that one should retire to the forest, one should enter into the vanaprastha ashram, but here, for his own reasons, and I won't speculate on him, Srila Prabhupada says that one should take sannyas at 50. Quite interesting thing. So some of you out there who are in your late 40s, then better start thinking about which of the two you're going to take. Here, Prabhupada says compulsory. Happily, I've fulfilled that responsibility some years back. Okay, well, the interesting thing here, many interesting points, but aside from what Prabhupada terms as this misconception, that someone loses all his spiritual qualification, brahminical qualification, even his standing in Varnashram society by being sprinkled by water that was in that pitcher belonging to a Muslim. Why? Because Muslims were meat eaters, they were cow eaters, and their values and lifestyle are against Varnashram principles. And therefore, there's a subtle connection. Whatever they are, that sin resides within all of their household paraphernalia, and water that's kept in such a pitcher will also absorb that. This is something that we also are aware of in the positive sense, for instance, because the Ganges river touches the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, it acquires all the transcendental potency of the Lord, such as the nature of water. But the opposite is also there. If water contacts a sinful person, then that sinful reaction is contained within water, and this is one of the vidhi, why one is not meant to offer water to Tulsi Devi on the Dwadasi, which I have not recommended to devotees here in Hungary to follow, for the simple reason that in Kali Yuga the atmosphere and circumstances are such that water is always contaminated. It may be especially so on Dwadasi, but it's always contaminated in any case, and therefore we need to really do and make the best of what we got. And this now brings up the main point, which I was emphasizing, of how contaminated Kali Yuga is. It's such a horrible age. The air, the ether, the water, food, soil, people, people's minds, speech, everything is so contaminated and so contaminating. Subali Roy then went to different Brahmins asking how they can become free from this contamination. One of them said the only way is that you give up your body. But that's not good advice, because everyone's in the same boat in Kali Yuga. So if the only way to become free from the influence of Kali is suicide, then what's the practice for living? Human beings, there's no room then for life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Subali Roy, who was perplexed by what to do, just rejected this whole idea. And he said, no, just incessantly chant Hare Krishna and go to Vrindavan. And this is our only medicine. In that purport, let's see how Prabhupada uses or at least the words that Srila Prabhupada uses. He says, due to the contamination of this age, everyone has a very short life. There are many fools and rascals who advise people to adopt this way of life or that way of life, but real liberation from life's perplexities means preparation for the next life, and the simple method recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. So we see that same thing nowadays. Astrology, Vastu, gems, crystals, fasting, feasting, herbs, you name it. The people recommend so many different things in order to become free, in order to from sin, in order to live a pure lifestyle. But Prabhupada here says this is all fools and rascals. It's nonsense. The only thing that frees one from the contamination of Kali, Kali Kalma Sana Sanam, is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even religious formulas and rituals won't work. Yagyas, vratas, what have you. What works is chanting Hare Krishna. And in his teachings to Subali Roy, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say the following. He says, begin to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and when your chanting is almost pure, all your sinful reactions will go away. After you chant perfectly, you will get shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. So almost pure means that someone is offenseless in his chanting, and then pure chanting is that one actually chants with love. Then Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when you are situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, no sinful reaction can touch you. This is the best solution to all sinful activity. What else can I say beyond that? That's perfect. Let us get shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, put in all our energy and time into that one thing, because when we do, then you'll be free from Kali Yuga, then you'll be free from sinful reaction, then nothing, no sinful reaction can touch you. Aham tam sarva papebhyo mukshayishyami. Ma shuchaha. Don't worry.